Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. We all need guidance and protection in our lives. Jesus refers to himself as our Good Shepherd, the one who nurtures us and shields us from harm. When you are well shepherded, you need not worry about anything because the shepherd provides everything. Just like sheep, we require a great deal of care and attention. But thanks to the Good Shepherd, we don't have to live in fear of anything. The safety and care you need to thrive each day is available through your relationship with God. Release yourself from the burden of being in control, and instead, let God be your shepherd. As you do, you'll experience His love more than you ever thought possible. In today's message, titled, How We Need a Good Shepherd, Evangelist Paul Akwa shares on why learning to lean on the Good Shepherd is key for living a life of abundance. Let's join in.
In the Old Testament, God is pictured as shepherd and the people his flock. David said in Psalm 23 that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 77 verse 20. So many places in the Old Testament, and especially in the book of Psalms, you can see over and over again on the pages of the Old Testament that God is pictured as a shepherd and his people his flock. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. Hear us, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. That's in Psalm 80 verse 1. He is our God and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. That's also recorded in Psalm 95 verse 7. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Again recorded in Psalm 100 verse 3. You know, God's anointed one, the Messiah, is also pictured as the shepherd of the sheep. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. That's also in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11. The shepherd picture passes over to the New Testament. And in the New Testament, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verses 11 to 13, that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. That's Jesus speaking in John chapter 10, verses 11 to 13. You see, only the good shepherd will face the wolf that is coming to attack the sheep. So it's a pity to find people thinking that they are captain of their destiny. They keep saying, I am the master of my life. You see them leading their lives independent of God. God never intended us to be self-centered, leading our own lives. No sheep ever grazed without a shepherd, and the good shepherd is never off duty. You have to know that, my friend. The sheep are bound to wander, and they must constantly be watched. Sheep are always liable to stray away and get lost. The shepherd's task is to guard the flock against wild animals, especially against wolves. And there are always thieves and robbers ready to steal. So Jesus said in John 10 verse 10 that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. The good shepherd is Christ Jesus, who is God himself. He is the sacrificial lamb who laid his life for the sheep. He knows what we need. The good shepherd knows what the sheep need to accomplish the things we want to accomplish in life, the things we cannot do within our own strength. My friend, you need the good shepherd. commit yourself to the shepherd. Do you understand both the needs of the sheep and the many cares of the shepherd? Do you? David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you also say, the Lord is my shepherd? Are you saying that with confidence? Are you experiencing his life in your day-to-day activities? Commit yourself to the Lord, knowing that the shepherd is providing for you. He is feeding you. He is protecting you and caring for you. God created you to be catered for like sheep by the good shepherd. Don't have this idea that I am strong, that I am rich, that I am wise, etc., etc. I provide for myself. No, don't live like that. You will stress out. You will grow old faster and die younger if you think you don't need a shepherd. You are meant to live life being guided by the good shepherd, Christ Jesus. Carry out your duties being guided by the shepherd. Rest being directed by the shepherd. Make your plans knowing you are being directed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. The world says do things in your own way. The world will tell you do things independent of God. How about being led by the good shepherd who is wiser, who is stronger, who is more powerful than you, who can see way ahead of you, who loves you unconditionally? You need a good shepherd, my friend. How about leading peaceful and restful life? You will not live a stressful life, but a restful life because you have a good shepherd. Never live your life independent of the good shepherd, Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you know the good shepherd? Not just having this knowledge in your head, but are you experiencing him as your good shepherd? The day you stop acknowledging that a good shepherd is watching over you, a good shepherd is caring for you, a good shepherd is leading you, a good shepherd is restoring you, a good shepherd is overwhelming you with his goodness and mercy, you must realize that you are going astray. You have been proud and allowed the enemy to steal your peace and joy. The day that you feel that you are on your own, you are to fend for your family, watch over your own career, protect yourself against the enemy, being anxious for things. If you are feeling that way, then you have not humbled yourself, but living independent of God. That's dangerous and that's pride, my friend. Have the good shepherd in your life and your security is assured. We are assured of our security if we make Christ Jesus our shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. You see, when we follow the great shepherd, we have a sense of security. Look at how much insecurity there is in the world, how much apprehension, how much people are thinking, oh, what's going to happen next? When is the next economic downturn? When is the next wave of pandemic? When is the next financial meltdown? The world will try to put so much fear into people. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, my friend. David said, I will fear no evil because you are with me. He didn't say there will be no evil. He said, I will fear no evil because you are with me. If you can understand, the Lord is our shepherd. He is committed to us. You see, sheep can wander off. All we like sheep have gone astray. But Jesus told a story, and this may apply to somebody listening to me right now. He told a story of a shepherd having 100 sheep, and one of them wandered away. And he said, a good shepherd will leave the 99 and go and find the one which is missing. This parable is recorded in Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost sheep. You can read it for yourself when you have time. A shepherd had 100 sheep. He lost one. He left the 99 to go and find the one missing. No shepherd will leave the 99 and look for the one that is lost. Only the good shepherd will do that. Only Jesus, our good shepherd, does that. So it's not that we love God, but he loved us. It's not that we pursued God, but he pursued us. Jesus said, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." We are lost but not found. Bible says in 1 Peter 2:25, that for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. He leaves the 99 looks for the lost sheep. God looks for us. You know, the sheep is lost, but brought back by the shepherd. The shepherd looked for the sheep. The shepherd found the sheep in a dangerous situation, not knowing how to cater for or protect itself. Lonely and hungry, the shepherd collected the sheep, carried it on his shoulders, and brought it into the fold. The shepherd said, "Celebrate with me." The shepherd did everything. What did the sheep do? Only one thing: allowed itself to be carried, resting on the shepherd's shoulders. Salvation is nothing more than accepting the gift of salvation by receiving the Savior Christ Jesus. I am not encouraging anyone to wander off, but I'm just simply saying that Jesus has gone an incredible length to reach you and to save you. He is able to save us to the uttermost. And when we know that he is with us, David said, "I will fear no evil." We know that Jesus is greater than anything. He is greater than any person. He's greater than any challenge that will ever come your way. Greater than any challenge that we will ever face. We can have a sense of security. He is with us all the time. David said, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So we may pass through some circumstances. We may pass through some situations. But we are in the presence of the Good Shepherd. We dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Make sure that whatever problem you are facing or going through, you must understand that it's temporary. God's presence and God's power are eternal. You may pass through a difficult situation or difficult circumstance or difficult season, but you are in his presence. You are going to dwell in his heart forever. All of the things of the world are temporary, but those of the Lord are eternal. In biblical times, shepherds had a staff and rod just like a baseball bat that they would use. David talked about when his sheep were attacked by a wolf or a lion, he went after it with the shepherd rod. We must understand that God is greater. Even though he doesn't have a physical rod, he has got so much more. He is so powerful. He is so awesome. And the staff was for guidance and direction. So we have this sense of comfort from the fact that God is greater and God is compassionate. He is able to conquer our enemies and he is able to take that staff. And when we get a little off course, he gives us a little nag and keeps us on the right path. We have the greatest security when he is our shepherd. The rod is not to beat the sheep, but to beat the wolf. When we follow the Lord as our shepherd, we have a sense of union. We have a sense of connection with God. David said, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You need the good shepherd, my friend. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.